News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Cabinet is going to be discussing tomorrow the new law in respect of guardianship rights for parents in respect of children if one parent has killed the other. The law is going to be called Valerie's Law in honour of Valerie French, who was murdered by her husband in 2019. David French is with us. He is the brother of the late Valerie French. David, you are welcome back. We spoke about the awful experience that you had and the horrendous death that Valerie suffered and the implications thereafter. Can you give us a sense of how it would have been different for you if Valerie's Law had been in existence back in 2019?
First, thanks for having me on again. It would have been different in that the conversation around the future of Valerie's children would have had well-meaning, good faith people who hadn't killed someone in the room. Because Kilroy had not been convicted in June 2019, that was in July 2024, he would still have been in the room as the guardian, and Valerie's Law wouldn't have, if it was there, it wouldn't have kicked in until after the verdict. But certain weight would have been, less weight would have been put on his opinion and his input because the strong prospect of him losing his guardianship later on. Because it was always clear that he had killed her. The question was whether it was murder or manslaughter or a not guilty verdict.
By reason of insanity. And does that then, so as, because I think people will be surprised at the notion that if somebody currently is convicted of murdering the partner, they still have rights over the guardianship of their own children.
Yeah, absolutely. And like it applies in manslaughter as well. The case of Ellen Ryan, that was 2024, where her mother killed her father, is a good example. And like Ellen's come out, she was in prime time talking about this. It's a, you know, they're out, they've made it a public story. And it's a bizarre situation. Like her half-sisters had to fight her mother on the guardianship space. And there's plenty of other examples across the country of this kind of situation.
And when Valerie's Law is enacted, the guardianship will be handled how?
So basically, it just gives the court the power to take or suspend guardianship from a person who is holding that guardianship due to the fact that they were married. If the court makes you a guardian, it can unmake you a guardian. But if you become a guardian because you're the mother or you're married to the mother at the time, then the court can't take that away. What Valerie's Law does is allow the court the power to do that if it sees that it's in the best interest of the children. It gives courts more powers. It doesn't make anything automatic. There's always discretion. There's always edge cases. You always need to take the complete view. And this allows the courts to do the right thing, the family law courts, to do the right thing in these situations.
And what of, David, and I realise obviously that in without suggesting it be pejoratively, without doubt you must be clouded in your view in respect of the rights of the person who has committed the original heinous crime. But what of the argument that says that even if someone does something so egregious, they are still the biological parent of the child, and the child and they still have some rights to a relationship?
Yes. Obviously, you know, I'd be clouded, but I think anyone in the country is angry when a person gets murdered. You don't have to be a relation. Leaving aside the fact that, you know, in our case, James Kilroy is not the biological father, that came out in court, but that's by the by. That's, you know, that's got no legal significance. He is the father in a legal sense. The whole concept of contact between the father and the child or the child and the mother, if that's a good thing for the child and the child psychologist or the people working in the child's best interests or the child themselves really wants contact, then yeah, totally do that. The thing is that the power needs to be with the child and the rights of the child need to be respected. It's not that the killer can reach out from prison and force something to happen. If contact is completely different from guardianship. Guardianship is the right held by the father. The contact is purely, yeah, you can go and meet them. Like, you can go and meet Santa Claus as well. But, you know, if that's a good thing, fine, do it. But this is completely different. This is a right for the killer to reach in, get your school reports, decide if you can get a passport, do a whole lot of interfering things in your life, like block other people who want to become better guardians for that child.
David, good to talk to you again. Thank you for your time this morning. David French, brother of the late Valerie French.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.